everyone. Welcome back to WMFO. Sorry for the little blackout we had over there. We've been having some difficulties, but it's okay. If everything in the world worked smoothly, then we would never have learning experiences, which are my favorite. I mean, I am at an academic institution here at Tufts, so I feel like that's no surprise. So I have a little something planned for you guys. Nothing crazy. Just some good morning vibes. It's raining outside, so I wanted to fit that vibe a little bit as well. So here we go. Let's get into it. Something's wrong with the morning. If he doesn't call to say hello and ask me what I'm going to do for the rest of the day. Something really is wrong with the morning today, if you ask me. I'm not a fan of this kind of weather. I mean, if you're tuning in from Medford, Somerville, you're looking outside right now and you're like, what is going on? It's this weird combination of gray and wet and wind. Like, the air is moist. It's not actively pouring rain, but because the air is just so moist, the wind is blowing it in your face, and you're like, what's going on over here? It's honestly not that enjoyable. So if you're tuning in from outside Medford, Somerville, just know that it's not so great over here. I hope you liked that first song. That was Something's Wrong with the Morning by Margot Gurion. I really like that song. It's like chill vibes. I don't know. All right, let's just jump right into the next one. I'm talking too much. This one's good. Okay, you're going to enjoy it.
Side by side, I said, hey, Carmen, It's just old Luke and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Anna Lee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Anna Lee company? Take a load off.
Sorry I paused that. I just wanted to say that this next song is like really good. I want to talk about the title for a second. I feel I'm a talker this morning. Okay, I'm gonna talk. They did not invite me on the radio. They did not give me certification to be on this radio for me not to talk. So this next song is called "Babylon Is Falling." Holds a deep place in my heart. First of all, first thing I'll say about the band is slightly stupid. Before I was put onto this band by my ex-boyfriend, I really didn't love that sort of, like, I don't like that sublimey, like, I don't want to say like white reggae, but like that white reggae vibe of like Sublime, slightly stupid. You know, I didn't really love it. I couldn't get behind it. But then this ex-boyfriend decided to invite me for it was 2 days before my birthday. Did he even know that that was 2 days before my birthday? Maybe not. That's why he's an ex. But he was like, we should totally go to this concert. They're called Slightly Stupid. Like, let's like have the most amazing time and like go to the beach together and like listen to their music and like play. And I literally was fantasizing about this day because, like, obviously our relationship had problems. I mean, every relationship has problems, but I was like, wow, like this would be amazing. Like, it's going to be one of the first big things that he's done for me. Of course, when the time came, he was like, oh, sorry, my parents got tickets for vacation over that weekend. So like, I guess I can't go. As if you have zero power and able to say, hey, parents, hey, can we come back 2 days early? Because I told Ethan I would go to this concert with him and it's literally his birthday. But it's okay. It's okay. We pick our battles. We pick our battles. I should stop ranting about him. Anyway, he put me onto this band. So that's how I kind of got introduced. And then this song, Babylon Is Falling. Babylon. Oh, don't take me back to Babylon. Being in exile was not ideal. You know, like, it, as many people know, emulated is not the correct word, but as is drawn upon in lots of reggae, specifically Bob Marley's work, these references to the Israelite exile in Babylon and the return to Zion, coming home. No matter how long you were far away, coming home and feeling that sense of belonging, of being able to be free in your land. Chofshi be'artzenu. Anyway, now I'm gonna play the song for y'all. Now I'm talking too much. All right, I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. these next two songs are supposed to help you feel like, help you feel the vibes of like going to work. I don't know. I'm already at work. This is my job. But I hope you're on your way to your work. I hope you're getting to work if you haven't started. And I hope you're having a wonderful morning. I can't stress that enough. Like, I woke up this morning, got up earlier than I have all semester, ate breakfast, made it all the way here. Ugh, I feel so good.
Sweet love, there's nothing wrong. Contemplating God under the chemtrails over the country club. Wearing our jewels in the swimming pool. Me and my sister just playing it cool under the chemtrails over the country club. Take out your turquoise. All of your jewels. Go to the market, the kids' swimming pools. Baby, what's your sign? My moon's in Leo, my Cancer is Sun. You won't play, you're no fun. Well, I don't care what they think. Drag racing my sweet love, there's nothing wrong. Contemplating God under the chemtrails over the country club. Wearing our jewels in the swimming pool. Me and my sister just playing it cool under the chemtrails over the country club. Meet you for coffee at the elementary schools. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. It's beautiful how this day nobody's tired of watching the chemtrails over the country club. Suburbia, the Brentwood Market, what to do next? Baby, we'll love it, why picking chemtrails over the country club?
Hope everyone's doing well still. Haven't checked up on you guys in a little bit. I trust you're doing well. I have a little PSA for you all. This one's about public transit versus walking. By the way, if you know me and you're looking at the DJ profile right now, you're like, Mr. Transportation talking about transport. That's right. Mr. Transportation's here to tell you. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on your distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T stop, wait for the T, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can sometimes even be faster. And even if it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk to where you go to instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of time. And that's a real healthy deal. This was a public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts, Educational Radio. Some of my own personal thoughts on that PSA right now. Absolutely. If you can walk it, walk it. As a New Yorker, that's something that we're born with. You know, it's one of those dominant genes, that one of the dominant alleles. Shout out Bio14 that gets passed down to New York children. Once the parent leaves New York, it starts to become recessive, and then the children don't know. They're like, "What are these things on my lower half of the body? I only know how to use them to press the gas and the brakes. I don't know how to walk." It's a really bad thing, you know? And we look at suburban America like, okay, I don't even know if I want to get into suburban America on the radio, but the walking situation is criminal. Criminal. They are benefiting off. Okay, you know what? This isn't, I'll dedicate an episode to talking to a rant about my opinions, but Today we're just going to stick it to the music. All right, let's see what the next song is.
Going nowhere.
How we doing, everybody? That just about wraps it up for Mr. Transportation's Tour Hour. Just a reminder, this is Mr. Transportation, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And up next, we actually have dance DJ. We have. I think he's going to introduce.
You know, Ethan, I'm glad I impressed you with my name and the name of my show. All right, you're listening to me, DJ D, on MFO 91.5 in Boston, the Dance Music Express Music Series. And I got to tell you, I am really lucky to have Ethan kicking. We had some technical stuff earlier, and he walked me through some stuff, and we figured out our issues. So we're actually in Studio C. We are cramped together like sardines. This is kind of small, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty small.
I know. But I think we're ready to go. So Ethan's going to hang out with me for a little while, and we're going to kick it off with some dance music right away. Ethan says, how about Earth, Wind, and Fire? I said, sure, why not? And I'm going to put Ethan on the wheels of steel. He's going to do some mixing. Don't forget pre-noontime workout coming up around 11:30. And you've got me till noon. What do you think, Ethan? You ready to do it?
Yeah, let's kick it off.
Okay.
Says,